Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's all about Penny's hires and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
Hit it.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
How you feel, fella? Hey, jam! Sure getting down. Look at him! Ha. We're gonna have
crazy news in the NFL. Jimmy G took money and ran. He signed a five-year, $137.5 million extension in February 2018. And is this the one you're talking about, this story with Jimmy G, where he ghosted him? He ghosted the 49ers after he signed that extension. Nobody heard from him for weeks and weeks after he signed it? Because that news came out, too.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Saw the stuff about with the Browns, right?
Yeah, so I guess this is just sort of part of the Jimmy G story that people are telling now, that he basically got the contract in 2018 and then he just disappeared, didn't return calls, didn't talk to nobody from the organization for like weeks after he got the money.
The Browns were reportedly considering trading for Jimmy G if the NFL increases the suspension on Deshaun Watson, which is expected. So again, Browns look at a situation where you got Jacoby Brissett behind Deshaun Watson. Everybody's assuming the suspension is going to be longer. Would make a lot of sense to go get a Jimmy G if I'm the Browns.
No, I agree. I mean,
would have made sense more so just stay with Baker Mayfield, you know, too. Keep him as an insurance policy in a way on his final year of his contract. You know, but they had no way of knowing, I suppose, which way the suspension was going to go. And at one point you're thinking, okay, we're getting it on the shorter end. NFL obviously has appealed. It'll go longer. I think it's smart to look at Jimmy G.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, money be damned. I mean, you have a team there. You go out, you trade for Amari Cooper. You've got defense of, you know, Jadeveon Clowney and Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward. I mean, you have some pieces there, a good running game. I mean, there's no reason to think that you couldn't, you know, insert yourself into the mix there. But the reality is that Jacoby Brissett has never been on a winner. And Jimmy G has, you know, I don't know, in spite of whatever – but he has been in a Super Bowl. You know, he has won big-time playoff games. It happened last year in Lambeau. You know, he's been to a Super Bowl and, you know, took a pretty damn good comeback from Kansas City to win that one. So, yeah, I mean, there's an advantage there, you know, with Jimmy G. But it also makes sense to just wait and see what, you know, you can get by on six games. A year is a totally different equation,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm assuming that they're waiting. I mean, then that's what they, you know, that's what the report is, that they're going to wait to see if it indeed increases. So I, you know, we talked about it. They're one of the few teams that have the cap space to do it.
Right.
I do think it's worth it. I mean, I think you're getting a guy there who is, you know, he's a proven winner.
33 and 14.
I mean, that matters. Mm-hmm. That matters. Guy's probably going to be pretty hungry to prove himself, you know, after you know, the fallout there in San Francisco and them just, you know, opting to go with Trey Lance. So yeah, I'm all about it. I think it makes sense. I don't know what it would mean for them. I don't know, you know, are they? I don't think it necessarily, you know, takes them to a Super Bowl contender or anything like that. But you just feel more comfortable about it going into the season.
I think you feel a lot better about them, the chances they'd be a playoff team with Jimmy G under center, as opposed to trying to do a whole season with Jacoby Brissett. Remember, you're in a division two that's got Baltimore, it's got AFC champs and the Cincinnati Bengals. And so, you know, with Jacoby Brissett back there, you're easily looking at third, maybe even fourth in that league, depending upon what Mitch Trubisky looks like for Pittsburgh. With Garoppolo in there, to your point, a proven winner, I think you can start to tell yourself, okay, we've got a chance to compete for a division title at least, and then we'll see where we go from there. Even I'm with you that with Garoppolo under center, it doesn't push you ahead of the Buffalo Bills, of the Chiefs. Out here, not that high. So I'm not saying it puts you into the – I don't think you're a Super Bowl contender with Jimmy G, with all due respect to the career he's had. That said, can you compete for a division title? Can you get a wild card spot out of that division with Jimmy G? Absolutely. You can't do that with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, that's the kind of decision that they're going to have to make. That's the kind of equation that they're going to have to sort of do the math on. You know, look, it's a tough division either way. I mean, Brissett, Garoppolo, I mean, it's going to be difficult either way. But if you're not going to have, you know, Deshaun for a year, it makes sense to go, you know. I mean, it's a hell of a commitment to that quarterback room, right? Because you're going to have to pay Jimmy G and Deshaun Watson. But, you know, I think they have a roster that's probably uniquely in terms of their window. You probably need to do it. You probably have to do it. And so I suspect that if they, you know, who knows how, you know, because if you're the NFL, right, I mean, you could drag it out if you wanted to as well. I mean, and it might go that way anyway because of the, you know, the appeal and the federal court and everything like that. So I don't get the sense that it's going to be something that's decided tomorrow either. So anyway, yeah, that is an interesting look. We got preseason action tonight, Tennessee Titans. Look, I don't know. There's no like reports like specifically solidly about how many reps we're going to see from Malik Willis, but isn't that like, and Treylon Burks too. But isn't that like the stuff you watch preseason for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we gonna, you know, what are we gonna see? What kind of flashes are? I remember, I want to say back in 2014, I want to say Derek Carr had like a hell of a game, like in the last game of the preseason against maybe it was the Seahawks. And as a fan, I just remember being like, oh my gosh, like he really is a second round pick. Like he might be the guy. He might be that dude. And he ultimately was immediately. They named him the starter. Now, different situation in a set of circumstances in Tennessee where they, you know, they don't have to really, they're in no rush to do that. But I just wonder, you know, if Malik has a great preseason, those whispers will get loud. Right or wrong, they will.
Well, some folks thought he was a first-round talent, too. And y'all got him, what, been in the third round?
Yeah, I mean, now I will say just, and again, he hasn't played a snap yet, but the reports have not been great from training camp so far.
And that's, you know, that's another thing to be expected too. I mean, he's a raw talent.
Yeah,
he's a raw talent.
It's going to take him time, and I do think he'll play a lot tonight because he just needs reps in the NFL. Can you bet on players? And you can't.
I think you can do props.
Are you sure?
I'm sure it's offered out there, man. Somewhere. I mean, I'm telling you, somewhere's going to offer it.
Got to watch out for tonight, Kyle Phillips.
Who? What is he?
Fifth round receiver out of UCLA.
Okay,
he's been having a nice camp for the Titans.
Okay, so if you have a Kyle Phillips prop,
need some receiving depth. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I'll be watching. Like, does Treylon Burks get any like reps? Does Malik have? You know, do they let him play a half? I'd let him loose a little bit. You know, like go out there and make some mistakes, young
dude,
fella.
I would. I hope we see very little of Logan Woodside tonight. I mean, I want Malik at least playing the entire second half.
Yeah, that's my thing. It's like, what's the point?
Right.
You know?
There's no point because you know what he is. He's been with the team for a couple seasons. He's just like, you know, a guy. Like, you know, get Malik a lot of reps tonight.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, you know, that's what you're supposed to use the preseason for. You know, okay, Logan's your backup. Logan's your, you know, break glass in case of emergency. But you drafted this young man. He's not going to – I mean – if things go well, he's not going to play in the regular season. If he's playing, that means things have gone poorly. It's just the truth. So when else is he going to be able to rep, you know, get – I mean, again, I go back to if Josh Jacobs can get reps in the preseason, if he can start, then I would certainly – like, I can't worry about injury. I can't – I can't. It's the game of football.
You're not buying into that Josh Jacobs on the trading block and –
That's why
he was out there?
I actually do.
To show him off?
Yeah.
That's why you had a starter out there.
But you know what was...
Yeah, Derrick Henry's not going to play tonight.
You know what was weird about that, though, is Josh Jacobs, right, gets all those reps, and you're like, what's going on here? But then they put in Kenyon Drake in, like, the second half of the game, and that dude's, like, a part of their plan. So that whole thing was very weird.
I think Josh McDaniels is going to prove it to me. I don't, you know, all you guys, you know, all y'all might be in a spot where I'm trading you. That he's putting them all out there. It had to be some sort of message.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got four preseason games, and your starters are out there. You got Josh Jacobs out there. That has to be some sort of message sent. What I don't get is the fact that you talked about the game tonight in Baltimore and how seriously they take their preseasons. Can't imagine we'll see Lamar Jackson, but the fact that he's going to play this season possibly without a contract extension. Like there are OGs that are saying, "What's this guy? What's he thinking?"
You know,
you're betting on yourself, man. But why? Hadn't he already turned in enough of a career? Like, bet on yourself years feel like it's make or break. You know what I'm saying? Lamar Jackson got an MVP to his credit. You just had Kyler Murray sign a contract extension that put him on average at $46 million a year. Kyler Murray doesn't have an MVP. You know, he hasn't had the career you have. This seems easy, and yet Lamar's willing to do this and, you know, say, hey, I'm not worried about it, whatever else, going into a season without a contract. Are you kidding me? Again, with your usage rate, with the way you play, with as much as you get hit, you not having your future secure, it sounds like I thought this would be easy after the Kyler Murray signing and the extension, everything else. You get the money, you figure, okay, he's going to get more than Kyler. Well, deal's done. But apparently it's the Deshaun Watson deal,
right,
where Deshaun got so much guaranteed that's what Lamar's saying. Hey, man, I need to be up there in terms of the guaranteed money. What was it, 230 for, I think, for Deshaun Watson in terms of guaranteed money? That it's more that right now in terms of the difference between the two sides
in terms of
the guaranteed money. And I guess I can't blame him, but, dude, I just can't see how it's any kind of smart to go out there with no contract extension. You get hurt, you could be done.
Dude, I had no clue. He does not have an agent.
Yeah, he does it himself. Him and his mom do it, bro.
That is...
Him and his mom.
I get it. Like, I get why he does that, because you don't want to pay the money, right, for an agent. But, man, in this season, with his contract situation, he should get an agent.
Tannenbaum said the same thing. Seemed like a general manager would say, oh, no, well, we like guys that don't have agents. Why? Because you could slide in one over them. No, he said as a former GM, no, you want guys. You want the guys to have the agents because, again, the nuances of it all, they understand it. And with all due respect to his mom and him, there's just things about contract talks that's why you pay the agents. That's why you do it. And I just promise you, it's going to be enough money that you can afford to pay the guy.
Right.
You know, again, your mom doing a great job, all of that. You guys have waited. That's helped you. You're going to get more money because of that. But you have got to get – it is not safe to go into a season for him without a contract extension. It's just not smart business. I hope he gets it pretty soon. Again, it sounds like the Ravens, it's all about how much guaranteed money.
Yeah, like – I mean, the thing about being in the NFL is like there's not a whole hell of a lot of negotiation, right? The market sets your price. It's just a matter of like there are some intricacies in terms of when you get it, how you get it, signing bonuses, other protections that an agent, right, would know how to navigate, as opposed to, you know, you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand that. Like, who would? You know, that's something that you. If you're going to sign a massive deal like that, dude, you can give an agent 4%
to
protect you.
You're right, and I agree. Is there a team more built around their quarterback in the league than the Baltimore Ravens are around Lamar Jackson? That's why I'm saying if you want to play him cheap or not give him a few extra million guaranteed, who are you going to replace him with when your entire roster is based on the way he plays? You know what I'm saying?
I would argue Josh Allen probably. It's him and Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is a good example.
I mean, I think those are the two. I mean, and obviously Tampa Bay, because just anywhere Brady goes, the team's built around him. But I think those two specifically, because Josh Allen is also their leading rusher. You know, they have no ground game.
Well, that has to stop.
Yeah. It does.
Otherwise, he will become Cam Newton.
It will be a short-lived.
And the career will be shorter because you took so many hits. There is no reason for Josh Allen still be running that way, to not scale it back some, give this guy a running game so he doesn't have to be the leading rusher, take all those hits. That makes sense.
Yeah,
Yeah, no, I think
they got to get that adjusted.
It's wild because you go out there and you know you get hurt, God forbid, and you get your dome knocked off. Like that's gonna show up in the negotiations. Just
look what the injuries did to Cam. Cam was a beast.
Yep.
And look at the injuries, what they did to him in terms of shortening him up. And then it's the shoulder, and he's not throwing the same anymore. Yep. And all of a sudden, a career that once looked like it was going to be Hall of Famish, you know, is cut short. So, again, I would say Josh Allen. Here's the other thing. Daboll's gone, and he's always had him.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
So we'll see, you know, Josh without him. I still think he's going to be good, but they better change the approach on, you know, his Lamar Jackson-ish ways. Mm-hmm. Or else it ain't going to be a super long career.
Yeah, Brian Daboll out there in New York is starting all his guys tonight, mm-hmm. which I just find to be kind of crazy. Like, okay, fine, you want to start Daniel Jones because you have a new offense, whatever. But why would you start Saquon Barkley, who, like, missed, you know, who perpetually misses 8 games a year because he gets dinged up? Why would you do that?
It's just a rev up. I'd rather see him a couple times. I'm going to start him for a couple possessions. This isn't a deal where I'm playing him for a half.
Right.
Next week, in the second of 3 preseason games, we're going to give him a little more, and then no one is playing in third week. You never play your starters in that last week.
Right.
So go ahead and get him in now. Again, we're not talking a half, probably talking a couple of possessions. You'll play him more in that second game, and then you know what you got going into the regular season after he sits that final one.
Yeah. But that's the latest in the NFL. Preseason kicks off tonight. Looking forward to it. We'll come back. Jeff Goodman going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Penny Hardaway's hire, get his thoughts on him, get his thoughts on the rest of college basketball. And again, like I think it's a good time to take a survey. Just, hey, what do you make of Memphis's roster? Is it a tournament roster? Does it have that look to you? All that and more on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. And as promised, he covers basketball at every level. He starts in grade school. He goes all the way up to the NBA. He's the one, the only, Jeff Goodman from Stadium Field of 68. Any other college basketball platform you're consuming, he's the best at it. Jeff, what's up, man?
I want to know, who's this producer you got now? I'd much rather talk to him with his Australian accent or whatever that accent is. Like, this dude's going to take your job, John. It's just a matter of time. If we get him on the air, you are going to be unemployed soon.
He's a fill-in. Our normal producer is out this week.
Yep.
So he's
intern.
Yeah, so he is. Steven's a fill-in this week.
Love him.
Yeah.
Love him.
We'll pass it along, man. All right, look.
He'll appreciate it.
We brought you on because we wanted to sort of get your thoughts on what Penny Hardaway is doing. And we'll get to some other things around college basketball. Yeah. But Penny Hardaway made a very interesting hire yesterday in naming Andy Borman
an assistant coach who was Coach K's nephew, was the director of a popular AAU program on the EYBL circuit. Do you know Andy Borman? What do you think of the hire?
I don't know him other than the fact that obviously I've been to a ton of events. I know about him. I know there was some thought that he was going to be hired a couple of years ago. You know, maybe this means, you know, Coach K is going to come on as a special assistant soon or something, Penny. Who knows? But I like it. I like it. I mean, Borman's got a great reputation. He's done a hell of a job, obviously, in the AU circuit. He's got great relationships. And I think ultimately, if you can put a guy like that on the road, recruiting-wise, and get a player a year from him, right, a top, you know, 25 player every year for the next 3 years, it's well worth it, especially because, again, he's got a good reputation as a, you know, as a good coach, high character guy. So I think all that fits. And, you know, listen, it's changed. Who you're hiring these days, the other part is you want to go young.
Yeah. In terms of, you know, because I got a little bit of, you know, I don't know if it was blowback. It was just like, you know, banter from opposing fans. But the thought was like, yeah, the last thing Penny needs, or the first thing Penny needs, is another player getter. But, I mean, in this day and age, like, can you have too many of – I mean, yes, Penny is amazing in recruiting. We know that. But what's the harm in having another one?
Yeah, listen, you can't win without talent. So you start there. You know, you got Frank Haith, who's a long-time veteran college coach who should be able to help Penny in that regard. I don't know what the hell Larry Brown's doing. I don't think anybody does at this point, whether he's coming back. Obviously, he's not coming back in a role where he'll be recruiting. And, you know, you know, biggest thing you hear from Penny is about Penny from those who have coached with him over the years, the last few years, is will he trust, will he listen to these guys a little bit more? That's going to be the key, I think, for Penny Hardaway in terms of even developing more than he has. But at the end of last year, obviously, I think it's fairly clear. If things hadn't gone the right way, we'd be talking about Penny Hardaway right now in the hot seat. Instead, he's got momentum. I think he's got a good team for the most part. We'll see how they kind of gel together. But certainly a combination of you know, some older dudes and a few younger ones as well. And you know, in that league, I think there's no reason to think that they shouldn't be the second-best team this year.
You were the man that had that Frank Haith news back in June. We hadn't had you on since you broke it. Were you surprised by the hire? And what do you think Haith adds in terms of, we know the history. Heck, he's been a thorn in Penny's side a couple of times here, Jeff. But what did you think of the hire? Were you surprised by it?
A little bit. I mean, I'd heard some rumblings, but a little bit. But I like it because, again, Frank's not only familiar with the league, but he's familiar with Memphis, right? He's gone up against them enough. So the personnel, you know, you can bring on a fresh face, and that's fine. Somebody that has no idea right now and isn't either in the league or wasn't paying attention. I think you'd rather have a guy who's gone up against them and can basically say, hey, this is what we tried to do because, you know, of A and B. This is what I think we need to do to make this program better, to make us more difficult to play against. So I like the hire again. Frank, before he was a head coach, and he's been a head coach for a long time, was one of the best recruiters in the country under Rick Barnes. So I think he's still got his recruiting chops well enough. He's got relationships all over the country because, again, you know, Texas, Miami, Tulsa. I mean, he's been a little bit of everywhere. So I think that helps as well.
You know, I get it from Penny's side. You know, like you said, it's a no-brainer. Why is Frank doing it? It feels like he could have just, like, you know, chilled for a little bit, you know, and got a head coaching job somewhere, right? I mean, he didn't have to be an assistant. He could have gotten a head coaching job somewhere. I mean, he did get to, you know, he had a deep run in Missouri. You know, he was at Tulsa for a long time. Why do you think Frank Haith did it?
Well, I mean, again, you don't want to stay out, right? Like, if you're Frank Haith and, I don't know, what's Frank? Frank's probably in his mid-50s, is my guess, somewhere around there. Yeah, 56. So if you're Frank Haith, you still got, you don't need the money, but you still got, you know, at least 5 years, maybe 10 that you want. what are you going to do? Are you going to sit home? So you got a coach. You're probably not in line for a head job this year, contrary to what you just said. I don't think you're getting a job this year. And the best way to do it is go to a program that, again, if you win at a high level, you're going to get some credit because they haven't won at a high level their first 4 years under Penny.
What do you think in terms of this roster, Jeff, what he's done with it? We know he added one of the – you know, we've had just since he added Kendrick Davis, obviously one of the most coveted guys in the transfer portal, if not the most coveted. But Emmanuel Acott, Keontae Kennedy, added a sixth man from Georgia Southern, and Elijah McCadden. What have you thought of the roster? Penny said he wanted to go older. He has. Can they take a step forward with all these new guys, you think? I think I looked at it, Jeff. I know some have got – they're not going to be ranked to start the season, it doesn't look like.
No, it doesn't look
like people are expecting a ton in terms of the national perspective. What are you expecting this year from a veteran roster, but a new look one?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I mean, again, I think you've done what you just said. You've gotten older, number one, and you've added a point guard, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't win without a high-level point guard. So – you've got not only a high-level point guard, but an older high-level point guard. One of the best transfers.
Yep.
I think I ranked him number one in the transfer offseason rankings this year. Acott, you know, again, a man who played a lot of point last year. I was at the Mountain West tournament last year, and he was running the point. Now, I don't want him running the point full-time, and he doesn't have to.
Right.
But the size that he's got playing next to Kendrick Davis – those two together will be great because Acott can be a secondary ball handler next to Davis. Not a great shooter, but he can really, really guard. Then obviously you got DeAndre. You got the Lawsons. Like, they got enough here. Kennedy, they got enough that, again, I'd be shocked. Chemistry will play a role, but it always does this, you know, this time of we're in college basketball, because you're going to have – how many teams have rosters that aren't flipped these days?
Right.
Not many.
We're talking to Jeff Goodman, covers college basketball for Stadium, joining us here on the show. On Larry Brown, and I think it's a deal where, you know, it's really going to ultimately be up to Larry what he –
just move on. Both of them move on. Just – it was good for a brief period, but, like, what are we doing here at this point? Like, Larry, go to the beach, retire, enjoy life at this point in your career. I know if you want to help out somebody, that's fine as a special assistant, but putting Larry Brown on the road was just stupid.
But I think it's probably tough to do that, right? It's tough to go from being an assistant coach a year ago on the bench, right?
Sure.
And then to basically be, it's a demotion.
Yeah, but you're 81. You're 81. Like, nobody else is coaching at 81 right now. There's a reason it's a demotion.
Right.
You know, like I said at the beginning, you know, with Andy Borman, you want to get younger. There's a reason John Shire's killing it, right, at Duke as a 34-year-old head coach. Now, again, obviously he's at Duke. He followed Coach K, but a lot of people thought there would be a big drop-off. But when you put a 34-year-old out there, and he was 33 when he actually got, you know, was given the successor role, you can connect to these kids. Do you really think Larry Brown can connect to a 16-year-old right now? Come on.
Mm-hmm. How good's Houston going to be, Jeff, in the sense of, is that a one seed by the time we get to the tournament?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, man, Kelvin is so good at this, right? Like, that's the one thing. You just look at Kelvin Sampson and what he did last year. We all knew he was a good coach, but, like, what he did after losing Sasser and Mark.
I agree.
And developing Josh Carlton, who had done nothing in his career at UConn, and, you know, some of these guys that you just didn't have a lot of confidence in. Well, now you got Sasser back, Mark back.
They're all back.
Shed was terrific last year. You bring in Jerace Walker, who's really, really talented. When I saw him last summer, he wasn't great, but I heard he's gotten much better. The Arsenault kid. Arsenault was awesome when I saw him at PTM last year. Loved him. One of the best players in the country. I just think, you know, like, honestly, you trust Kelvin and what he can do and the culture there and the toughness and all that. So, yeah, I think Houston's, honestly, they're They're a national title contender.
Yep.
I have to ask you this obligatorily. We'll see what you're willing to give up here. But have you heard anything on Imani Bates?
I think he's staying. Going to Eastern Michigan. That's what I think. I know there's been a lot of speculation out there. I know until he shows up and plays his first game, some people will question whether he does something different. But I think as of now, the plan is still to play for Stan Heath at Eastern Michigan. I talked to Stan a little bit at the PTM. I saw him actually going out for a I don't know if it was called a run, but he was moving. He was moving when I was driving to the gym at the hotel. And he said he couldn't have been more complimentary. And it was off-the-record stuff, so he didn't have to be that way about Imani.
Right.
But he – and I say the same thing. Like, he's a sweet kid. He just – he was dealt a lot at an early age, probably just a little too much in this day of social media. And I think it ate him up a little bit. And I think last year, trying to put those veterans on the same team as a kid like Imani and Jalen – those veterans didn't want it. They didn't want to defer to those young guys.
How much can he get back, you think, Jeff? If he gets enrolled, he plays at Eastern Michigan. I'm with you right now. Just kind of stick to the plan in terms of best advice for the kid. Let's say it goes well for him. How much of his old draft stock can he get back? Can he work himself back into a first round draft pick, you think, out of an Eastern Michigan?
I do. I actually do. I think, again, it's going to depend on him gaining weight, his shot selection, right? Like having what Stan was telling me was they have a good point guard there, a veteran point guard who's done it transferred in from high major. So that'll help him as well. Like last year was tough, right? He didn't even know where he was going until late, right? I can't remember when it was.
It was August, late August. Yeah.
Right.
Missed all the summer, to your point.
A year ago now, he had no idea where he was going to school. So these guys, the veterans, weren't prepared for the Imani Bates show and all the things that came along with it when, they were going through summer school. And then all of a sudden, they got hit with it. So I think at Eastern Michigan, he's got a bunch of his boys there. He's got a veteran point guard. He'll gain some weight. Stan Heath has been coaching in the G League, so I think that'll help him a little bit with a guy who's been coaching some professional players. I think Imani can get back to a first-round pick. I absolutely do. I think he's just got a long way to go with his overall game and, again, his efficiency, his defense.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of maturity that again, probably needs to happen. And now, at least, he's in his comfort zone with his buddies, some of his buddies, right around the corner from where he grew up. So hopefully that'll work for him. I'm rooting for the kid.
Me too.
I think you guys are too.
Absolutely.
I mean, again, like you don't want to make it sound like, oh my God, this poor kid. He had so much on him. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Like nobody's going to feel bad for him, right? For everything that he got at a young age, but obviously it did adversely affect him in some ways, and I think. We as a media can eat these kids up because of the pressure and the expectations we put on them at a young age, and we've been doing it forever. But now, in the age of social media, it's even more out there than it has been.
Yep.
And then, I got to ask you, Pops, how you holding up? I know you dropped baby girl off at school, and she's off to her new life. How you holding up, man?
It is tough. It is really, really, really hard. Only child, daughter, going to Indiana, which is not a drive away. It's a flight away. I thought I'd be able to hold it together.
You did not.
There's no way. You can't. Listen, I can't wait to see you in how many years is it going to be?
Yeah.
16 years, 17 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's bittersweet because on one hand, it's coming. You want them to go out there and obviously have these opportunities and go to college and love it and all of that. On the other hand, like I'm sitting here in the house now and I'm like, it's quiet.
It's a new era.
I'm just trying to keep myself busy.
Yep.
And I'm counting, literally looking at my phone every day now, looking at how many days it is to check in for my next flight to Indianapolis for Parents Weekend.
That's cool.
Well, I'm sure
that's really cool,
man. You can relocate, man. Stadium will let you relocate.
That's true. They can pay for it.
So you
they can afford it.
But I don't want to go. Listen, if it were in Florida or Charleston or a warm weather place,
right?
We would we'd be gone right now. But to go to I'm not staying in Bloomington, Indiana. Number one, yeah. I don't love Indy as a city. I've been there a ton. You know, I was there 3 weeks last year for the tournament, mm-hmm. a year and a half ago. And I'm not a big Indianapolis fan. Now, however, it's more convenient to getting to games than certainly Boston is. But
no doubt,
I'm not moving to another cold weather climate. No way in hell.
Yep, that's fair. Hey, dude, always appreciate
Jeff,
the time,
you.
Man.
Thank you,
Jeff.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of the summer, and I'll talk to you soon.
You
yes,
know
sir.
It. Thanks, brother.
Yep.
Take care, guys.
Yep, he is Jeff Goodman. Covers college basketball for Stadium. Did you happen to see the video?
No, I missed it, but I could tell
so
you.
Good.
I could tell by the way you were looking that there must
so
have been
good.
One out. He broke down. Apparently.
Yeah. So they.
Wow.
He it's really great. You should check it out. He and his daughter, as he's about to drop her off at camp at school and leave, you know, go back home.
Sure.
They go in front of wherever they play, wherever Indiana plays, in front of the stadium, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they do like a live shot. And they do like a live, you know, because she wants to get into media.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I've seen her interviews with Tatum and others.
Yeah, and so Jeff Goodman's like, you know, hey, we're here live at so and so, and you know, this is my daughter, and I'm dropping her off, you know, for the last time, and I'm going back home, and she's going to start her career, and you know, he just says, you know, I'm so proud. He starts crying, like it's great. It is so good.
Got choked up.
Oh, for immediately.
I think we'd all be there.
Yeah, man. But again, like you know, you on some level you're sad. But
it's a little different too with a girl.
No doubt. Because
I can't wait for 10 years from now when CJ's like, get out of here,
out from underneath you,
go.
Right. No, there's no doubt. There's a difference.
Go forth, young man.
But I thought it was great. And then like it was so sweet, you know, because she said, you know, on Twitter she retweeted, she's like, I love you, Dad. You're the best dad I could have ever asked for.
Holy moly, that'll break you down.
No doubt. And that's all you ever could ask for in life, right? To have that kind of relationship with your kid.
Oh, that's it. If they feel that way about you after when they're leaving the nest, you've done the job.
You've done the job, brother. Mission
and you've
accomplished.
Done it well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, if you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Goodman Hoops is the Twitter account for all of you out there. All right, we'll come back, wrap it up here on a Thursday. We got preseason action tonight, Jason.
Titans
in action against the Ravens.
I'll be watching close.
Who I believe are 20-0 straight up in the last five preseasons.
They don't lose in preseason.
They don't lose in the preseason. But could this be the one? Could this be the one they lose?
Well, I think 3.5-point favorites. I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
I stopped by Oak Hall the other day and picked up a pair of All Day shorts by Faraday. And I have to tell you, these are easily the best shorts I've ever owned. Incredibly comfortable, made with just a touch of cotton, so they have this soft, natural feel. But they use a miraculous quick-drying technology, so you can wear them in the pool or the lake and then to the barbecue or the bar. Hence the name All Day Shorts. I'm telling you, really are miraculous. Whatever you're doing this summer, make it better with a trip to Oak Hall.
Hi, guys. It's Andrew with River Ridge Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we now have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at River Ridge Medical uses gentle pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We have 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University, showing our technology treats the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction. No pills and no side effects, just more blood flow in the bedroom. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED and regain your love life, grab your phone and call us now. You'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free. And to the first 10 callers now, you'll get a gift that can produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $650 value, free to callers right now. 901-672-2000. That's 901-672-2000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause. Call River Ridge Medical Clinic now to qualify. 901-672-2000.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Everyone knows that Memphis has the best barbecue in the nation, right?
Of course, no doubt.
And Topps Barbecue is the best in Memphis, so that would make Topps Barbecue the best, period, right?
Right, but Topps isn't just the best barbecue. We know that. They're also the best burgers, too.
So what's the best at Topps?
Man, I can't choose. Why don't we let the fans out there decide? Topps pork or Topps beef and turkey burgers, too?
I feel that. Something like the Topps Barbecue Battle of the Barn. Pork, beef, or turkey.
And everyone gets to vote. Hit their Facebook up, folks, and let's see what reigns at Topps.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant cash offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They're a local, family-owned and operated business serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010. It's the home of the free roof. You really can get a new roof with no cost to you. Most roofing jobs, they can be done in one day, so this isn't some lengthy process. Just call Danny at 901-870-0186. It's Danny Morrison Roofing, a proud supporter of the University of Memphis Athletic Department. Danny Morrison Roofing, 901-870-0186.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Chris McCulley knows what he's doing. He'll come out, assess the damage to your roof, storm damage, whatever's going on, and then he'll get to work with your insurance company, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe get it covered, no out-of-pocket cost to you. That's what he did for me many years ago. Got me a brand-new roof. Easy process, ladies and gentlemen. You can't believe how easy it is. Added by it to my home. It's awesome. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him on the Jason and John Show. Free roofing upgrade.
487-7096, lock the number in, because what's your roof now or later, you're probably going to have an issue at some point in your home's life. Renovation questions as well. You want to build out that patio, that upstairs, Chris McCulley and his team can get on it for you, but you got to call them, 901-487-7096. Very handy number to have. You're talking about a company voted most popular roofing company. You're talking about a company that's got a ton of five-star reviews on Facebook. Can check them out for yourself over McCulley Roofing and Renovation. Check out the website at McCulleyRoofingLLC.com. He is the man for the job, McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
Thank God for football, right? We got some football tonight on television. We got Giants, Pats. No Patriots are expected to start. That's the way Bill Belichick likes to do it. And then you got your Tennessee Titans on at 6:30 on CBS. So maybe we see some snaps from Malik Willis. That'll be something interesting. We'll be coming here tomorrow talking about, right?
That is the hope, John. Look like you got two leaders, Siwoo Kim and J.J. Spawn, two out the FESJC, both in at 8-under 62s. Tony Finau tied for third with a 64, 6-under. Your man Henley tied for 30th. I think he came
he's
in
done
at,
for the day,
at yeah. 2-under at 68.
Not terrible. Not a terrible
day.
Nah,
he's got a chance to make up some ground.
You know, he can be finished top 10, top 20.
Ricky Fowler ended up -5, ended up at the 65, so he's tied for fifth. So there's some names up at the top of the leaderboard. Because Jason Day's up there as well at 5-under. So some names here in Memphis.
There you
at
go.
The top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just, you know, you always want a star to win it. So the first two gentlemen you mentioned, no thanks. Hope they have a bad day tomorrow. I mean, that's the game. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
We'll see, Woo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you guys.
JJ Spall, an American, we're certainly not rooting against him.
I'm rooting against him. Okay. I need a big name to win this. I need a big, you know, I mean, because I feel like we had for too many years like a, you know, just an okay golfer.
The man you love the most, seems like to me, is Ricky Fowler, who you've always had an affinity
for, and he's
tied for fifth at 5 under, just
that'd
three off the lead.
Yeah, that would be if he has a good day tomorrow going into Sunday. Yeah, that'll be that'll make for an interesting day for sure. Interesting tournament. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Jeff Goodman for hopping on the show today. As always, definitely always appreciate his time. Gene Adam and Jeffrey are up next. Don't you dare touch that dial. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
When you enter a place of business, you're owed a legal duty that the place of business is safe for you to shop in. Yet many times, a normal day ends with injuries because that business breached that duty. Slip and falls where cleaning and maintenance were ignored. Falling boxes and items stacked too high. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. If you suffered an injury at a place of business, our duty is to protect you after that harm. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. ForThePeople.com.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with River Ridge Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we now have a major medical breakthrough that has helped thousands of men. The WAVE technology at River Ridge Medical uses gentle pressure waves to repair and open up blood vessels. We have 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University, showing our technology treats the root cause problem of erectile dysfunction. No pills and no side effects. Just more blood flow in the bedroom. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED and regain your love life, grab your phone and call us now. You'll qualify for the assessment, the exam, even the blood flow ultrasound totally free. And to the first 10 callers now, you'll get a gift that can produce immediate results in the bedroom. You're going to love that. This is a $650 value, free to callers right now. 901-672-2000. That's 901-672-2000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause. Call River Ridge Medical Clinic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.